The evolution of the Global Non-Compete Agreement, from template to strategy. Multinational corporations love the idea of a global non-compete template, as they appear to provide a single restrictive strategy, have enough flexibility to allow minor local tweaks, and are implemented across jurisdictions. But local enforcement approaches, global mobility, and remote work undermine their utility. Quick hits fragmentation, not convergence, now defines the global restrictive covenant landscape. Remote work has weakened the logic of traditional geographic restrictions. Mandatory compensation regimes materially change enforcement economics in several jurisdictions. Trade secret litigation is rising as non-competes narrow, and it is significantly more complex across borders. A single global template creates inconsistent leverage and strategic vulnerability. The global non-compete model is breaking down, not because restrictive covenants are disappearing everywhere, but because enforcement is fragmenting in ways that create asymmetric cross-border risk. For global employers, the real danger is not that a clause fails in one jurisdiction. It is that enforceability differs across most jurisdictions and can become even more complex in globalized economies when an executive moves, competes remotely, or shifts regional focus. Divergence is the operating reality. Across Europe, courts continue tightening proportionality analysis, resulting in employers having to justify duration and scope with precision. In countries such as Germany and Italy, for example, mandatory compensation during the restricted period fundamentally alters the economics of enforcement. The United Kingdom continues to consider reform. In parts of the Middle East, enforcement may be available but is highly fact-sensitive, particularly in expatriate-heavy markets. The Asia-Pacific region remains a patchwork, with dramatically different enforcement cultures between jurisdictions. There is no single global trajectory. There is structural divergence. Cross-border mobility is stress-testing enforcement. The modern executive rarely operates in one jurisdiction. It is increasingly common to see senior leaders with U.S.-governed contracts do any of the following: relocate to an EU jurisdiction, oversee operations in the Gulf, join a competitor headquartered in Asia, and/or service global accounts remotely. In this environment, governing law clauses are only one factor. Courts may look at where the employee works, where the competitive activity occurs, and whether enforcement conflicts with local labor policy. Cross-border enforceability is no longer theoretical. It is strategic. Remote work has undermined geographic logic. Traditional non-competes were built on territorial assumptions: a defined market, physical presence, and measurable geographic scope. That logic weakens when commercial activity is global and digital. Executives managing multinational client portfolios from a laptop complicate the justification for broad territorial restrictions. Courts are increasingly focused on legitimate business interests and demonstrable harm, not historical drafting conventions. Overreach is easier to challenge and easier to invalidate. The false comfort of the global template. Many multinationals still apply identical durations across jurisdictions, embed restrictive covenants into global equity plans without recalibration, rely on minimal local addenda, and overlook mandatory compensation regimes. Uniform drafting does not produce uniform protection. It produces uneven leverage and uneven enforceability. A clause that appears robust in one country may be economically unsustainable or legally vulnerable in another. Sophisticated departing executives understand this and structure their moves accordingly. As non-competes narrow in certain markets, employers increasingly rely on trade secret litigation. That shift introduces further cross-border complexity. Data localization constraints, dispersed evidence, and varying standards for interim relief. Trade secret enforcement is slower, more expensive, and more fact-intensive than many companies anticipate. Weak restrictive covenant architecture does not eliminate risk, it redistributes it. A 2026 Ready Strategy. Multinational employers developing restrictive covenant strategies may want to ensure the strategies are layered and jurisdiction-specific, are aligned with local enforceability standards, include strengthened non-solicitation and confidentiality provisions, are thoughtful about the use of garden leave where viable, and have compensation or equity structures that are designed with jurisdictional economics in mind. Employers will also want to ensure that executive-level covenants are based on mobility patterns and enforcement anchors. Global mobility is accelerating. Political scrutiny is intensifying. Enforcement is becoming more policy-driven and jurisdiction-specific. Uniformity for its own sake is no longer defensible. A global template cannot absorb fragmentation. A global strategy can. Ogletree Deakin's Cross-Border Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the Cross-Border and Unfair Competition and Trade Secrets blogs as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts.